Good afternoon. Welcome to the Richie Wynn Show. He has degrees in geology and philosophy, so he's a scientist and a thinker. He studied other sciences like economics, physics, climatology, but his real love is politics, breaking down liberal arguments into their logical components and exposing their flaws. Here's the host of The Logical Choice. Here's Richie!
Good afternoon. Welcome to the show today. We have a great program lined up for you. If you would like to call in and be part of the program today, our call-in number is 888-923-1380. That's 888-923-1380. We also have our text line set up at 916-234-6263. That's 916-234-6263. So what did you watch this week? Did you watch the debate? Did you watch... My producer's shaking his head. Didn't watch the debate? Did you watch Trump's town hall? Okay. It seems to be that was the more popular option, at least with the people that I've been talking to. And Trump came off well. Not to me. To me, he skipped the debate. That is points against him. I do think the town hall went well. I just think it should have happened on another night. I think he should have been at the debate. I sound like a broken record. I've said this about all of them. I think that Trump, what's the best way to phrase this? He scores some points by skipping the debate. But I don't think it's the points that he needs. I think the only people that he scores points with when he skips the debate are the people that are already going to vote for him in the first place. The people that he needs to connect with are the people watching the debates. Are the people who just aren't watching them at all, but they're going to see clips. They're going to hear coworkers talking about it. Hopefully they're going to hear you guys talking about it, because I hope you watched the debate. It was fine. There were some sparkly moments. There were some good moments. There were some not so great moments. I think that Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis are branding themselves more and more, just like any candidate does during an election. I'm not confused by the title of establishment Republican, but I am curious about the evidence for it with Nikki Haley. And I'm inclined to agree that she is more establishment than the others, but why? I hear lots of accusations about, well, she's taken so much money from whomever, Boeing or whatnot. What does that show? I mean, to me, if someone's going to donate to a candidate, there's two main reasons that they would do it. One is they want to influence the candidate, or two, they approve of where the candidate already is on an issue, and they want to support that. How do you suss out the difference? There seems to be a lot of accusations on Nikki Haley that she is paid off by people that have donated to her. Well, isn't that just an easy argument against whoever is leading for most funding raised? Whoever ends up being most popular, if they get the highest donations, isn't it easy to just call them paid off without having to actually prove it? And so I'm curious, a genuine question. Remember, on this show, I do not ask rhetorical questions. If Nikki Haley is paid off, how do you know? And maybe there is evidence. Maybe there is examples of where she gave special treatment to someone who she was on the payroll of. I'm not aware of it. If you are, call in and let me know. With DeSantis, I like what DeSantis does. I don't like how he campaigns. I think he has very strong morals. He doesn't seem to campaign on them. He campaigns in vague generalities. And you can see this. I'm going to play some of their closing statements from each one of them. Neither of the statements was a surprise. Going into this, listening to what they were, I had an idea of what points they were going to try to focus on for their closing statements. And lo and behold, it's exactly what they did. Nikki Haley focused on, I'm more electable, the practical side of it. Ron DeSantis focused on, you believe what I believe. I think if they were both to get into office, they'd both do a great job. Now, one person who I very much disagree with, who's not running for president is Ron Paul. And this is not a general. Usually I like Ron Paul. What he has been doing with Fauci has been fantastic. There was a clip I was trying to get today. The whole thing is like an 8-minute exchange between him and Fauci, and there just wasn't a good way to summarize it in a way that makes sense for the time we have on this show. It would have just been way too long. But basically, Ron Paul just lays into Fauci. You did this, you did this, you did this. And backs it up with sources and information and proof that basically he's right. Because it's been this back and forth of, well, you funded gain-of-function research. And Fauci said, no, I didn't. I never did. And Ron Paul really backs up his statement for it. And Fauci just looks like a weasel in this whole thing. Oh, no, 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 because technically it has to be this. It's just like, you got to be kidding me. You funded virology that made these viruses more lethal. And he does nothing to deny that. He just says, well, but that's not gain of research. Who cares what you call it? You did horrible things. You funded horrible things. So I like Ron Paul on a lot of things. But this is one of those things that libertarians, I like so much of what they say, and then invariably they end up losing me at some point. Often it's for isolationist policies. In this case, this is what Ron Paul has to say about Nikki Haley, and it's not good.
I've had a long relationship with Donald Trump, and there's a lot to like there. I'm also a big fan of a lot of the fiscal conservatism of Ron DeSantis. I think Vivek Ramaswamy has been an important voice. Also have listened to and met with the independent Bobby Kennedy. I'm not yet ready to make a decision, but I am ready to make a decision on someone who I cannot support. So I'm announcing this morning that I'm never Nikki.
I'm sorry, that's terrible. I'd be just as critical of the never Trumpers. I'd be just as critical of the never DeSantis's. I'd be just as critical of the never Ramaswamy's. You're all wrong. Any of you who are a never, any of those four, you are wrong. Call in and debate me. Which one of the, to Ron Paul, to Senator Ron Paul, does he really believe that Biden is a better option than Nikki Haley? Come on. There's no metric where Nikki Haley loses to Biden on anything, even if you don't like her policies. And she's right on a lot of stuff. She's not right on everything. Nobody is. Well, except for me, of course. That's why you're listening to my show. Biden is wrong on all of the issues compared to what these Republicans are. Each of their stances would be leaps and bounds ahead of anything Biden's going to do. Now, is DeSantis better than Haley? Is Haley better than DeSantis? Well, that's a fun debate to have. But the idea that you should be a never any of them? I'm sorry, you've gone off the deep end. Feel free to call in. Let me know if you disagree. Is there a candidate that you would never vote for? I think the candidates are very interesting. I really wish that, well, I'm glad Chris Christie got out. Even Chris Christie, and I'm thrilled he's gone and out of the race. Even Chris Christie I would vote for over Trump. Easy. It's not even a challenge. Not over Trump, over Biden. Oh, thank you so much. I would vote for Trump over Christie. But Christie over Biden, that's not even a difficult question. What's one thing Biden does better than Christie? Nothing. Stay tuned for more from The Richie Wynn Show, The Logical Choice.
Make your home a cozy home with a beautiful and efficient fireplace from Custom Fireside. Is there anything more relaxing or enjoyable than sitting by the fire in the evenings on cold, blustery nights? Experience for yourself how a custom fireplace can transform your house into a warm and cozy home. Northern California's largest selection of top brands and manufacturers are all on display in our two showrooms in Sacramento on Auburn Boulevard near Garfield or on Elk Grove Boulevard in Elk Grove. Visit a Custom Fireside showroom with over 100 displays today. To find the perfect fireplace for gas, wood, pellet, or electric stove or insert to warm your heart and transform your home into a cozy and peaceful home. Visit us at CustomFireside.com and find your perfect fireplace at a Custom Fireside near you.
There's adventures in life that can be quite scary, like volcano losing, for instance.
Look out for the lava, turn left!
Stop! Or swimming with sharks.
This wasn't supposed to be scary!
Or running with the bulls.
Run, hurry! Stop!
But there's one adventure that shouldn't be scary, and that's buying a home. That's why we recommend Adventure Home Inspections. They'll check everything from a home's major systems, including HVAC, interior plumbing, electrical systems, as well as the structural components, such as the foundation, floors, walls, ceilings, attics, roof, doors, and windows.
Hey everyone, this is August, owner of Adventure Home Inspections. One of the best ways to protect your home buying investment is a high quality home inspection from Adventure Home Inspections. You can trust that you're in good hands, so give me a call, 916-367-2735, or visit us online at adventurehomeinspections.net. Start your adventure right with Adventure Home Inspections.
AM 1380, The Answer.
Welcome back to the show. If you'd like to call in and be part of the program, our call-in number is 888-923-1380. That's 888-923-1380. We also have our text line set up at 916-234-6263. That's 916-234-6263. Call in and let me know, is there a candidate that you hate? Is there a candidate that you would not vote for in the general election? Even if it wouldn't prompt you to vote for Biden instead, would you even stay home and just not vote rather than vote for one of these candidates? I'm genuinely baffled as to why. If I would go to the polls and vote for Christie over Biden, just to be clear, not Trump, why on earth would any of you, and I do not like Chris Christie, why would anyone want to give Biden the advantage? Because that's what you do. There's only going to be two options on the ballot, the Republican and the Democrat. The Democrat's probably going to be Biden. There's a lot of speculation it may not be. But as far as we know right now, it's going to be Biden. Who on the Republican side would be worse? I'm genuinely curious about that. For all the candidates, some have strengths in some areas, weaknesses in others. One thing that is important to me, and it doesn't get talked about anywhere near often enough, is transparency. I'm curious, who do you think would be the most transparent of all the candidates? Who would be least transparent? Call in and let me know. We do have a call in line one that I want to go to. Patrick in Eldrona County. Go ahead, Patrick.
Thank you, Richie. I really appreciate it. I do disagree with you on a number of points. And then
just a little clarification.
Senator Rand Paul, not Ron Paul.
Yeah, yeah.
Father.
Did I say Ron Paul? I meant to say Rand Paul.
Yeah, you were saying Ron. And then you gave the...
I should enunciate the D a little bit more, I guess.
right. And then I do disagree with you, too, about Christie. And I'll tell you why. I'm very glad he dropped out. I was not for him in 2016 as well. He wanted to reform Social Security. In other words, raise taxes and then make less benefits. And he's proven himself totally establishment. But the biggest reason that I'm against Christie, and I'm glad he dropped out, is there's no difference between him and Biden regarding the system. He believes that the
Do you think that Christie
totally
would have pulled
no
out of
problem.
Afghanistan the way Biden did?
No. But that's
Do you think
I'm
he would have
about.
Responded to a, no. to Ukraine
whoa,
invasion the way
Richie,
Biden did?
Richie, whoa. Let's not change the subject.
It's my show. I'll change the subject when I want,
I know,
Patrick.
But I was saying why I disagreed with you.
But there's a bunch of things that Biden would do far worse than even Christie.
Okay, let's talk about what my disagreement with Christie. The number one disagreement is he believes in the system. So did Mike Pence. That's why I totally turned against both of these men.
And I'm totally with you there. I think a lot of Christie's responses and solutions to things are big government answers, which are not a conservative platform at all.
That is absolutely correct.
I totally agree. He is my least favorite of the Republicans.
Okay, well, what about Pence? See, Pence was also a dirtbag, and he didn't do the right thing on January 6th.
I know we've talked about this before, but I think Pence is cowardly. I think his heart's in the right place on a lot of issues, but what good is your heart being in the right place if you don't have the courage to back it up? And that's where I think Pence
is.
Christie, I think
he's... That's why the door hits him on the butt. Now, Nikki Haley, she went basically, she cashed in after she left the U.N.
That's
she
only half of the problem, though. The other half, if no, someone cashes in, you need to be doing special favors for them. Has she done that?
No, that's not the issue. The issue is did she cash in? Vivek said it right. You're corrupt. And the problem is
corruption
she will
needs
sell
two
you
parts.
Out.
If people just love who she is and want to donate money to her because of that.
Okay, let's talk about when she was governor. She sold out. She sold out on the flag for South Carolina. Everyone that lives in South Carolina knows that she sold out. And she will sell us out. And
sold out
where? Reason
making
that,
deals listen, with the Chinese?
Listen, hang on there. Then you got a guy named Chris Sununu in New Hampshire that's supporting her. He's a total 100% pro-abortion governor, former governor. And then he's backing up Nikki. And then, you know what? I understand with Ron Paul what he's saying. Never Nikki. And I'm agreeing with that. And see, we're in the primary now. We don't need to – we're picking the candidate for who's going to run against Joe Biden or Kamala Harris. And my thing is this. I'm voting for Trump, but my vote is going to be counted, hopefully, on March the 5th. And the thing is on that, and the Democrats, and I don't trust the media, the Communist News Network, you know, why do we want to support all these liberal stations? And it's interesting, they only had Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley. Why not Vivek?
I agree. I think Ramaswamy should have been part of the debate, 100%.
Yeah, the other reason I disagree with you is Trump has been 100% correct by not participating. And look what Fox just did. They just dropped Mike Lindell. Now, what's going on with Fox? You know what's going on with them? They got the sons in charge and Paul Ryan, the rhino. He turned out to be a rhino. And then you put him in the category like McCarthy and Boehner. And basically, these guys want to enrich themselves. Eric Cantor, same thing. We've got too many Republicans that are willing to sell us out. And that's why I'm never for sellout Republicans.
So
here's my response.
With those that you cited there, I agree they all had deficiencies. And a lot of them were things where they were all talk and not enough action.
Correct.
Can you point to areas where Nikki Haley has done that? And there may be. I'm not saying there's none, and I'm challenging you to find even one. There may be that. I'm not aware of them.
She just did it. She just said that she basically – that Trump is – she's going along with the narrative that Trump is guilty of something. And the problem is that's liberal talking points, and it's nonsense. She also is basically implying, oh, yeah, all these people that are here illegally, we got to treat them nicely, and we've got to give them all the money. And you know what that is? That's called being a rhino. And the thing is on that is we don't need that. I'm voted for Trump because he's actually the only one at this point. Ron should have waited to 28. He should not have run. He would have been so much smarter if he had not run. But he was talked into it, the Ed Rawlings, basically, living in Miami. I know Ed's brother. And the problem is with Ed, Ed ran a successful campaign back with Reagan. Never since. And so the problem is that if you listen to bad advice, you get bad results. Sorry, Ron, you're not going to win. And then Nikki is the flavor of the month come lately. The Koch brother, what remains of them, are going along with her. And the problem is in my mind, is they just don't want anything to disrupt the apple cart for the business as usual D.C. nonsense that's been going on for decades.
Okay. All of those arguments 100%. Make sense to me for why you would pick Trump over either of them in the primary. But when you say never Nikki, I'm assuming that's not just for the primary. You're talking about the general, right?
Let me put it this way. I don't think she will make it to the general.
Okay, but if she did, would you vote for Biden or even stay home rather than vote for Nikki Haley?
I would consider staying home or I could consider voting for her, but I voted for Romney and I voted for McCain.
Same
and
here.
I need the barf bag now for both men. And Romney showed, you know, Romney lost, McCain lost. And you know what? sadly, it's because they were compromised candidates and they weren't the best things for the Republican Party. And the reality is I voted for them anyways. I'm tired of being disappointed by rhinos and fake Republicans. I will not support fakeness anymore. And
so then, just to clarify, if I'm understanding correctly, you hypothetically you would not vote for Nikki Haley in the general because, and I'm assuming what you would be accomplishing by that is showing the Republican Party that if they nominate someone who's just kind of a milquetoast candidate, we're going to lose so big they won't ever try and do that again, right?
What I do is I stop funding, and then if I need to, I stop voting.
Right,
believe
but
me,
to what
I've
end?
Already done that with congressional candidates that are up here in Elder Rock County. And
right,
my
but
thing is,
what is the goal from doing that?
Because I don't want people to fold like cheap lawn chairs. That's what's been going on. Romney.
Right. You want to show, you want everybody to see that those candidates lose. Right.
Well, I don't want people are going to fold like cheap lawn chairs, like Pence and then Krispy Kreme. And the thing is why do people mock him? Because he wasn't serious. He's just running so he could get more book sales and be bigger on MSNBC
yep.
and Communist News Network.
He's got a book coming out. I really think that his entire purpose for running was just to try and gin up book sales.
And
I can't think he thought that he had any chance of getting the nomination, ever.
His enrichment. And so did Haley. See, you know what? She cashed in as well. And now she's running and everything else. You know what? I totally suspect that she's just basically a rhino.
Well,
and why do
that
we
is
call
possible.
Them rhinos?
It could be the case. I haven't seen evidence of it so far. I don't think she's as strong as others do. And it's, like I said, it's possible that she may be, but I don't see the evidence that she has earned that title yet.
Going with Chris Sununu, going with pro-abortion Republicans is a sellout. That's as far as I'm concerned.
Well, all right.
Thanks, Richie.
Understand your point. Thank you so much for the call, Patrick. I'm still not sold on that. You know, I mean, the existence of a Democrat donor, is that enough to say, well, clearly she's in league with this person? Not necessarily. Is it possible? Absolutely. But this is the problem with climate science. I know that sounds like a non sequitur, but this is the problem. Climate science is model-based. Models only show what could be. Can you build a model that says Chris Sununu donated to Nikki Haley because Nikki Haley is secretly totally on board with Chris Sununu's policies? Yeah, there's a model that could show that. Is it also possible that maybe Chris Sununu just thinks that the other candidates are going to be worse and he's just trying to monkey with the election, just trying to throw a monkey wrench in there? Yeah, he could just be trolling. We have tons of voters in the state. This is one of the reasons why California has a closed primary for the Republicans, and I 100% support that. Because in states where that doesn't happen, you have liberals. When they know that it's already decided on their end, why would they participate in their own primary? Let's go monkey with the Republican primary. And people do this all the time. You think wealthy individuals are not going to feel that same temptation? Of course. So is it a foregone conclusion that Nikki Haley is the pro-choice candidate? No, absolutely not. Is it possible? Yeah, it's possible. But I'm not sold on it. And either way, I still think that Nikki Haley, any of the Republicans, even Chris Christie, would be a far, far better choice than Joe Biden. And the point that I was going to make to Patrick earlier is that if you are one of those people, and I'm not even saying Patrick is, but if you are someone who believes if the Republicans lose big enough, they'll never run another candidate like that again. Well, look what happened with McCain. He lost big time. And then we got Romney. And now, who knows? When Trump won the election, or the primary, it wasn't because he was the most conservative. Now, he did wonderful, phenomenal things. And he totally won me over after he was president. But he didn't win because he was the most conservative. I'm sorry, but we don't learn lessons. Stay tuned for more from The Richie Wynn Show, The Logical Choice.
Hear that? The sound of your antique fountain pen gliding across linen paper as you journal in the park. And if you were here, you'd be inspired by the warm breeze. But you're not here.
because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. And the wind in your face on the road is all the inspiration you need. So if you ride, get a quote and see if you could save with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Now that's inspiring. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Here's what's going on. It's the community calendar. Habitat for Humanity, Yuba Sutter, a Christian housing ministry, has many opportunities for you to bless others with its Love in Action volunteer program that works with other faith groups to assist those in need within the community, as well as its Restore, a home improvement and thrift store where the community donates leftover building supplies, appliances, and furniture. If you have items to donate or you're interested in volunteering your skills to bless those in need, visit YubaSutterHabitat.org. YubaSutterHabitat.org. The American Heart Association is encouraging you to learn the new hands-only CPR and how you can do so in two easy steps. See the hands-only CPR training video at heart.org.
AM 1380, The Answer.
Welcome back to The Richie Wynn Show. If you'd like to call in and be part of the program, our call-in number is 888-923-1380. That's 888-923-1380. We also have our text line set up at 916-234-6263. That's 916-234-6263. So just before the break, I was talking about how any of the Republican candidates would be better than Joe Biden. And I don't like how Ron DeSantis is playing into this idea that there are some that would be worse. This started off as a solid answer during the debate. And in the end, he just couldn't help but attack Nikki Haley. And I get it. They're in a campaign against each other. There's going to be negatives. They're going to go negative. They're going to have to fling dirt at each other. But to me, the way he ends this is in a way that I think undermines his own credibility. Listen to what he has to say.
I appreciated what President Trump did, but let's just be honest. He said he was going to build a wall and have Mexico pay for it. He did not deliver that. He said he was going to drain the swamp. He did not deliver that. He said he was going to hold Hillary accountable, and he let her off the hook. He said he was going to eliminate the debt, and he added $7.8 trillion to the debt. So we need to deliver and get this stuff done. And I think the difference between Nikki Haley and me, you know, I listened to all that litany of stuff. You know, I debated the governor of California, Gavin Newsom. You know, I thought he lied a lot. Man, Nikki Haley gives him a run for his money, and she may even be more liberal than Gavin Newsom is. We are in a situation here in Florida, and as Republicans, you need somebody that is going to be in there and fight for you. And Nikki Haley, anytime the going gets tough, anytime people come down, she caves. When you need someone standing and fight for you, don't look for Nikki Haley. You won't be able to find her if you had a search warrant.
Okay. Is it clever? Maybe. What's your point there? What's some examples? Talk about specifics. Nikki Haley being more liberal than Gavin Newsom? Come on. It's not even a credible accusation. You want to say she lied about things? Okay. You can probably point to specific examples. More liberal than Gavin Newsom? It's just hyperbole. Does hyperbole work with you? I dislike hyperbole. Maybe I would just be a terrible candidate. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe you can't win without hyperbole. Trump used hyperbole all the time and I hated it. To me, when people use hyperbole, it undermines their credibility. It makes me think you're out of touch with reality. If Ron DeSantis genuinely thinks that Nikki Haley is possibly more liberal, not even probably, even possibly more liberal than Gavin Newsom, that makes me think he doesn't understand what liberal means. he has some skewed definition. It's the same thing when liberals call conservatives Nazis or racists or bigots. Okay, you don't know. You just think this is an insult and you just want to fling it. You don't know what it means. Liberals don't know what fascist means, not when they use it against conservatives. If he really thinks that Nikki Haley's more liberal than Gavin Newsom, then he doesn't know what the word means. And for people that are never anyone, whether it's Trump, Haley, Ramaswamy, whatever, I think you can't see the forest for the trees. It's a small version of Trump derangement syndrome. The people on there, not everyone on the left, thankfully, but so many of them have such a visceral hatred of Trump. There's nothing he can do that's right. Nothing he can say that's okay. There's a clip that I'm going to play from Whoopi Goldberg. I know everybody's favorite. We love hearing from Whoopi Goldberg. But this, it's almost hilarious how wrong she is. Before we go to that, though, I do have a call on line one that I want to go to, Anne in Sacramento. Go ahead, Anne.
Oh, thank you. I first became aware of Nikki Haley during that Confederate flag issue way back when she was governor. And I was impressed because she could speak in public very calmly. She wasn't a hysterical female Democrat woman like we hear from the Democrats, unfortunately. Dianne Feinstein was very good. But she handled herself very well.
Mm-hmm.
So during this campaign, she's taking a hit from Ramaswamy, whatever, Vivek, or whatever. And they have something in common.
Funny first names?
No. Well, they're both first-generation Americans from the subcontinent of India.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I think he's Hindu, but I think she was one of the other religions in India. And he's very nasty with her. Well, they both are nasty with each other.
I don't see either of them pulling any punches.
Right, but I think it's because of their common heritage.
Could be. I mean, I think a lot of it also is just inevitably you're going to attack the person that is giving you the most competition.
Well, can I say something else? It's kind of on the subject of Biden. I don't think Biden was leading the way on this Yemen conflict. There were four.
Oh no, it's more like he's been drag kicking and screaming into it.
Yes, but it has nothing to do. I think it has to do with the other countries that are involved. And I would say UK and the Netherlands and Australia and what's the other country? Canada. Yeah, Canada. That's where the leadership is coming, but they're not getting credit for it, and they probably don't want credit for it because of the home politics.
Right.
But I don't think this. Look, what's his name? Austin was in
Lloyd Austin.
He was in the hospital. This kind of attack had to be coordinated. Had to be between those different countries. And I don't think we were the leaders. We probably provided the most planes and whatever they were shooting.
Biden just wants to leave and go have ice cream. When he heard that his guy was gone for a week, he thought, oh, maybe he's running for president. He's doing what I did. Hide away from everybody for a week.
Well, he was in St. Croix when all this was going on. But the other thing, and I'll be quick, I don't want to take up much time. Were you aware that Newsom was meeting at a resort in Mexico with the Clintons?
No, I didn't hear about that.
There wasn't much publicity, but I heard it twice. I don't know if you do research.
Any idea what it was about?
I don't know what it was about. Nobody said, but it was brought up a couple of times just in passing, I think, on the morning news on KFBK. And then another talk show was just mentioned it in passing. I don't think anybody knows, but something to look up. It must be buried somewhere. It must have been mentioned somewhere. Anyway,
I'll be sure to look into it. Thanks so much for the information.
Yeah, I don't want to take up too much time like Patrick.
Sure thing. Appreciate the call. Thanks so much, Anne.
Bye-bye.
Nikki Haley, yeah, she's got some good answers. In fact, one of the ones that I wanted to play was from the debate. This is her answer about the Ukraine war. And I think she's gotten a lot of attacks for her position on the Ukraine. She's gotten a lot of attacks from Ramaswamy, a lot of attacks from all the other candidates. But I happen to agree with this answer. And quite honestly, I think most Americans do.
First of all, I don't think we should give cash to any country, friend or foe, because you can't follow it. You can't hold it accountable.
Okay, starting off right there. No direct cash. That's something that at least most Republicans agree with, right?
I don't think we need to put troops on the ground. And Ukrainians want to...
Again, no troops on the ground. That's what Republicans want, right? So far, I don't see what's so controversial about what she's saying.
Win this themselves. But dictators always do what they say they're going to do. China said they were going to take Hong Kong. They did. Russia said they were going to invade Ukraine. We watched it. China says Taiwan is next. We better believe them. Russia said once they take Ukraine, Poland and the Baltics are next. Those are NATO countries, and that puts America at war. This is about preventing war. It's always been about preventing war. If we support Ukraine, that's only 3.5% of our defense budget. Biden and no one else is telling the American people the truth about that. The Europeans have put in more than that, and they should. It's their neighborhood. But this is a pro-American, freedom-loving country, and we better remember that you have to be a friend to get a friend. And we needed a lot of friends September 12th. We've got to make sure that we're having the backs of the right friends. Because if Russia wins, China wins. There's a reason the Taiwanese want us to help the Ukrainians. And that's because they know if Ukraine wins, China won't invade Taiwan. This is about preventing war.
Please call in and tell me what's wrong with that answer. I think that was a phenomenal answer. She's right on all of those points. This is about preventing war. The only thing, if I were to quibble with that answer, I don't know that I would describe Ukraine as freedom-loving. When they've canceled elections, their corruption is rampant there. And they have things they need to work on, that they need to fix. I think we will be in a better position to help them fix that by being in league with them rather than withdrawing. Certainly better than by letting Russia just steamroll in and have everything. They're not perfect, but they don't need to be perfect to deserve our help. And that help, like she says at the very beginning, should not come in the form of cash, should not come in the form of troops on the ground, but it can come in the form of weapons, supplies, giving them the tools to fight off the Russians. I think most Americans are on board with that. So please, if you think she's wrong on that answer, please call in and let me know. I think this is a solid, very clear, and I'm so thrilled that she goes into specifics. It's a great answer. Similarly, do we have time to play? Yeah, we got time for this. For her closing statement, like I said at the beginning of the show, she was talking about numbers, and this wasn't really a surprising answer, but...
And if you look at the polls right now, going against Joe Biden, in every one of those head-to-head polls, Ron doesn't beat Joe Biden. Trump is head-to-head. On a good day, he might be up by 2 points. I defeat Biden by 17 points. That's bigger than the presidency. That's House, that's Senate, that's governorship, that's down to school board. That's a mandate to get our spending under control and get inflation down. That's a mandate to get our kids reading again and go back to the basics in education. That's a mandate to secure our borders with no more excuses. That's a mandate to bring law and order back to our country. And that's a mandate for a strong America that we can be proud of. We can do this.
Those are good points. Is it enough to convince me or other voters? I don't know. She's trying to focus on that she is more electable than the others. And I think most voters are not focusing on electability. They're focusing on what are you going to do if you win? I mean, going up against Joe Biden, if you can't win against Joe Biden, what are you doing? I mean, come on, guys should be so beatable. We know they're going to cheat, so we know that it's not just Joe Biden. It's Joe Biden and the Democrat machine. But I do want to hear more than just whether or not you can win. I want to know what you'll do if you win. But she makes good points about what that goes along with. We need someone who can win big, because we don't just need the presidency. We need all those other seats, too. Stay tuned for more from The Richie Wynn Show, The Logical Choice.
seems like every other week we see a new story related to firearms. Safety and responsible gun ownership is something that is so important. Officer Tatum here for my friends Brandon and Jesse at Placer Sporting Club. Placer Sporting Club is the only indoor shooting range in Placer County. It's veteran-owned and is a true club environment, which is unlike any you've probably seen before. In addition to the premier shooting range, there's a top-of-the-line golf simulator, billiards, and so much more. There's never a wait to shoot, and safety always comes first, with all members being subject to background checks. Members have unlimited access to the facility, which is open 6 days a week during hours of operation. They have a federal firearms license, so they can facilitate gun sales and transfers for their members. Tired of driving to Sacramento or further to shoot? Placer Sporting Club is located in Roseville near Denials. Google Placer Sporting Club to learn more, where friends and family go to shoot.
This is Dennis Prager. Now you can listen to my show when it's convenient for you and without censorship from big tech. Become a member of the ultimate online community for all things Prager. It's Pragertopia Unlimited. Listen to the show on demand when it's easiest for you. This includes every radio show, every segment, and every guest over the last 10 years, and it's commercial free. You can even share your favorite segments with your friends. Plus, you'll get the same email from Alan Estrin that I receive every night about the most important issues to read about. Pragertopia Unlimited members can also listen to every program, lecture, and course that is in the Prager store. Thousands of hours. You can even listen to all my Torah teachings for free. Share my passion for free speech. Join today and save 25% off the first year and get a free Pragertopia coffee mug. It's all things Prager, Pragertopia Unlimited. Go to Pragertopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
AM 1380, The Answer.
Welcome back to the Richie Wynn Show. I'm your host. If you'd like to call in and be part of the program, our call-in number is 888-923-1380. That's 888-923-1380. We also have our text line set up at 916-234-6263. That's 916-234-6263. So while the debate was going on, there was another town hall going on that probably most of you were watching instead of the debate with Donald Trump. CNN, to their credit, they actually did, I think, an okay job with this debate. It was certainly better than other debates that have happened. In fact, before we get to the Trump comment, there was one question that I liked that they asked. And this was it towards the end of it. But basically, they asked them to compliment the other one. I thought it was good.
Governor DeSantis, let me ask you, what do you admire about Governor Haley?
Well, look, I mean, I think that, at the United Nations, I did think that she spoke out strongly on some key issues, and I appreciated that. I also appreciate the state of South Carolina. My wife is a College of Charleston graduate. Her parents lived there for many, many years, and so it is a wonderful state. There's a lot of great people there, and I think to be able to have been governor there is a great achievement, and I really appreciate everyone I've gotten to meet in South Carolina.
Now, before I play Nikki Haley, because of course they asked the question to Nikki Haley as well. This answer, it was good. It wasn't bad. I'd give him a C, maybe a C plus for that. It really felt like in an interview when they ask, well, what's your biggest weakness? Oh, well, I'm just a perfectionist. I just have to do everything phenomenally well. It's like, okay, I see what you're doing here. You're not really telling me a weakness. You're trying to phrase a strength. And he's trying to tell a personal story and relate it to, I just love the state of South Carolina and everything. Okay, it's not a great answer, but I'm glad he started off by complimenting her work there. And then Nikki Haley's response.
Governor Haley, what do you admire about Governor DeSantis?
I think he's been a good governor.
Okay.
Wow. Just to be clear, the female chuckling you heard there, that was not Nikki Haley laughing, that was the other moderator laughing, but that came off as petty. It really did. It just, come on. You can't compliment the guy. You can't say he did a great job of leading this nation through COVID. And what he did in Florida, almost no other state was doing. And he showed the nation how the response should have been. She could have even attacked Trump in that. But no. So not a great answer, but whatever. It certainly could have been worse. I mean, if Ron DeSantis had answered by saying, "Nothing. I think that Gavin Newsom is more conservative than this Nikki Haley is over here," I think that would have been a worse answer. So he could have said something like that. She could have said something like that. But I don't think her response was a whole lot better. Some of her other answers in the debate earlier were much better. I do want to get to this clip from Whoopi Goldberg because it's just so outlandish. It's such a perfect example of Trump derangement syndrome. And of course, we'll hear Trump's response.
I'm sorry. What's interesting for me is that...
Okay, I just want to be clear. I didn't add in any extra time here for... She's taking a 7-second pause to gather her thoughts. Normally, I wouldn't care about that. I have spent time gathering my thoughts as well. But it does make it interesting to think that the next thing she says, this isn't just what comes into her mind. This is something that she gathered her thoughts to say. It almost kind of gives it an extra sense of deliberateness.
People's faith in the country is waning. Yes. That's the thing that's pissing me off. Because, in fact, there's a reason Joe Biden ran the way he did. There's a reason he's running for democracy now. Because that's really what's at stake. You worried that you can't pay your bill? Wait till the other guy becomes president, and you won't have to worry about it because you'll be in some camp somewhere. Because that's his promise. His promise to us is he's going to force people to do his bidding. That's what he said. I'm going to be good on day one, and I'm going to turn into this other person. So here's the deal. This is all up to you.
Okay, so the clip is longer, but she just ends up rambling, and it becomes more and more incoherent. The main point is she is afraid of Trump imprisoning people. Keep in mind, just 1 week, 2 weeks ago, I played a clip of Joe Biden bragging. This was last week. Joe Biden bragging how they had sentenced people that were in the Capitol on January 6th to a cumulative 804 years of prison. So we have a president who a week ago is bragging about imprisoning the dissidents. And she's worried about Donald Trump. And of course, during the debate, when Trump had his town hall, Bret Baier was asking him if his second term would be about retribution. This is
a lot of time talking about retribution. And so there are questions about how much a second term of a Donald Trump presidency, second term, would be about retribution and looking backwards and grievances, and how much would be looking forward.
Well, first of all, a lot of people would say that that's not so bad. Look what they did. Russia, Russia, Russia hoax, the FBI Twitter hoax, the 51 intelligence agents hoax, all of these different hoaxes that they did. I mean, you know, a lot of people would say that's probably quite normal. I'm not going to have time for retribution. We're going to make this country so successful again. I'm not going to have time for retribution.
That's a solid answer. Isn't that a presidential answer? I'm not going to have time for this. This is armchair quarterbacking this. If I were to add in something else, I would say that it would be good to point out we need to drain the swamp. There are some problems that need to be fixed, but that's not about retribution. None of this is about getting back the people that attacked me. All they do is expose themselves when they do that. They're digging their own grave. I'm not interested in retribution. I'm interested in fixing problems. I think that would have made it a home run statement if he'd done that. But hey, you know, I have the benefit of being able to think about this before responding. We do have a call on line one, Mike in Alberta. Go ahead, Mike.
Oh, yeah, great. Again, your show is always so wonderful.
Thank you.
One of these things, like the DeSantis-Haley debate is a way for mainstream media, or as some people are now calling it, American Pravda, to create discord, have Republicans attacking Republicans, and therefore the Democrats, which have created this massive about 300,000 fentanyl drug murders, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, all these different things that Biden has done to get a kind of a free ride while the Republicans are bashing each other. And so it's just really... In other words, they're doing it kind of behind closed doors, so all the foolish Americans that believe American Pravda can just kind of stumble around and gripe about high prices. And
sure, and of course the left wants to egg on the Republicans to create as much infighting as possible.
Yeah, and just real quick here, the in other words, we signed a treaty with Ukraine when they gave up their nuclear weapons to Russia many, many years ago to protect them.
It's absolutely true.
And nobody ever wants to talk about that or the great Holodomor, where Stalin came in and mass murdered between 7 and 14 million Ukrainians back in 1932. Nobody ever wants to talk about that.
Yeah. To be fair, Chris Christie, even though I dislike so much of what he stands for and what he does, he did bring that up in one of the debates about the treaty that we said we'd have their back.
That's good.
Some people are talking about it. It's not getting a whole lot of publicity and everything, and it should be a bigger part of the conversation. But to his credit, he made that point. I want to give credit where credit's due.
Yeah, well, that's only fair. And again, all the great people like Wendy, et cetera, we all need to start doing something. And I wrote a letter to one of the big advertisers of the Bee, and the result was that it cost the Bee $200,000 because the advertiser left the Bee.
Well, that sounds great. Hit him where it hurts. Hit him in the wallet.
Yeah, and so we all need to start doing that. We need to cost American Pravda, hopefully combined, you know, ABC through NPR and PBS, you know, $100 or $200 or $500 billion, you know.
That sounds good to me. I totally support that. Thanks so much for the call, Mike. Always
sure,
appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yeah, great points. We should, I mean, so many of the newspaper companies have gone out of business or are going out of business. I don't know anybody who would be investing in newspaper companies at this point because, I mean, the Washington Post, when Jeff Bezos bought that, why? I can't imagine he's made any money off of it. Maybe he did, but I strongly suspect it's just same thing as Elon Musk. I don't think he's made money off of Twitter yet. Hopefully he will one day, but he hasn't yet. And I think it's the same thing with the newspaper companies. They probably just buy it because they think that this is where some level of power in media is. But it's not because it's a moneymaker. It's really a shame. One other point I did want to talk about was this Epstein list. It ties right in with the media. This needs to get out there. We need to have people asking for it, asking for the whole thing, with all of Bill Clinton listed on there as many times as he is, instead of redacting his name. I think that it's an absolute travesty that they're still trying to hold back information. I get why they're doing it, but that doesn't make it okay. Thanks for listening to The Richie Wynn Show. I hope you all have fun watching all the caucuses and primaries and everything coming up over the next few weeks. Thanks for listening. See you next week.